The word for today is God's answer to anxiety, part one. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6 we read, "Do not fret or have anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance by prayer make your wants known to God." Anxiety is the curse of the modern era, but it's not a new trend. Throughout scripture, Jesus talked a lot about anxiety, stress, and fear. In fact, he mentioned them repeatedly in his teachings. In Matthew 6, verses 25 to 27, he said, "Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?" Now, Jesus didn't say these words just to relieve our fears and worries. What he was doing was commanding us not to be anxious, because it demonstrates a lack of faith in God's faithfulness to us. Paul writes, "Do not fret or have anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your wants known to God. And God's peace, which transcends all understanding, shall garrison your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Instead of letting fear and anxiety control you, you can have peace by bringing your worries to God in prayer, thanking Him by faith for the answer, and trusting Him to work things out as only He can. So what are you going to do? Worry and fret, or pray and have peace? The choice is yours. That's the word for today on UCB.